track 11, and we will turn to the sports news and get that out of the way so we can turn to our Christmas stories. We'll start with running. The Teignbridge Trotters held their annual awards night at Finlake Holiday Park on Saturday, December the 16th. This was an excuse for the 115 trotters to celebrate some amazing achievements, dress up and strut their stuff on the dance floor. But this weekend's races for the Teignbridge Trotters included a variety of distances and themes after the wind and rain of recent weeks. The morning after the superb Teignbridge Trotters annual awards night, the Tough and Hardy were out and participating in the extremely jolly Christmas cracker at Escott Estate near Ottery St Mary. Paul and Shaz Sharples, Cheryl Dunn, Vicky Howes and Kim Nichols ran 10 kilometres in conditions that included mud, rocky paths, fields, woods and a few hills. Fancy dress was the order of the day, with a water slide in the last half mile home. This was described as a great medal and fun Christmas event. Whatever turns you on. Turning to rugby, Tynmouth RFC men's first 15 have to pick themselves up from a 31-20 defeat at Truro ahead of Saturday's Bitton Park date with South West 2 leaders Topsham. Topsham are yet to drop a point, while Tynmouth have gone 7 games without a win. Newton Abbott RFC had a rare South West 2 victory pinch from their grasp at Wellington, where the home side scored a try and converted it in the dying moments to claim a 32-29 win. Newton, who are 8 points adrift at the bottom of the table, are at home to Crediton this weekend. And New Cross moved level on points with Crediton Quins at the top of Devon 2 North and East with a runaway 51-15 win to Columpton 2nd 15. Turning to hockey, Riviera Division 1, Exeter men's 3rd 11 won, Ashmore men's 2nd 11 6. As the sleigh bells ring and the snow begins to settle, Ashmore seconds have not only conquered the league, but have done so with a flair that would make even Santa jealous. Last Saturday, they wrapped up the year with an emphatic 6-1 victory, a testament to the team's unyielding spirit and tactical prowess. And Ashmore men's 3rd 11 were also playing Exeter. They were playing the 2nd 11 and they won 6-1 as well. Ashmore 3rd's team commanding performance against Exeter 2nd's ended with a 6-1 victory in their rearranged game. Ashmore's victory was an emphatic one. The opposition simply could not live with the pace, movement and skill of the young Ashmore side. And the Ashmore women's 1st 11... 4, Ocean City, 0. So Ashmore had a good weekend. Turning to football, very briefly, in a week where 8 South Devon League fixtures were played without an official referee due to County Cup games taking preference, a big thank you goes to those volunteers who took control of games to get them played ahead of the grassroots winter break. The big game in the Herald Cup was at Windmill Hill, where top of the Premier Division Walden Athletic welcomed third place Newton Abbott 66 in what was an excellent game for this level of football. Honours on the day and a place in the next round went to Walton, who defeated Newton Abbott 66 by the odd goal in 5. Chudney Athletic progressed to round 3, dispatching Harberton Ford by 7-0 in a one-sided affair. Buckfast Lee Rangers made it through with a 3-1 victory in their game. In the Premier Division, it'll be Islington Villa who enjoy top spot for Christmas, a 1-0 win at Coach Road against a stubborn Paignton side gets them there. Newton Abbott Spurs had a fantastic result, beating King's Stainton Athletic 6-1 at the Rec to keep themselves in contention for honours. Tynmouth AFC's first game back at their Coombe Valley home was a 9-goal thriller in the Walter C. Parson League Cup. Fellow South West Peninsula League Premier East outfit Oakhampton Argyle came to town and edged their way into the quarterfinals of the Cup with a 5-4 victory. And finally, Buckland Athletic fought back after conceding 2 really easy goals in the opening 5 minutes, but still emerged empty-handed from their latest Western League outing. And that concludes the sports news for this week.